Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Monday, August 21st. Market stayed in the red today, although we did get a fractional bounce in the corn, a couple of cent bounce in the beans, but wheat took it on the chin today, sharply lower than the overnight settlements. It appears that the selling pressure is not showing any signs of abating after six consecutive lower weeks. So let's take a look first at the wheat. We've got Chicago December finishing down 5.5 cents at 437, new contract low. And Kansas City December, also a new contract low, down 6.5 cents at 435 3/4, with Minneapolis December finishing down 13.5 cents at 669. Funds on Friday's Commitment of Traders report shown to be short 34,000 contracts in Chicago and long 34,000 contracts in Kansas City. Export inspections today came in the middle of expectations, 583,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 490 and 625,000. Russian ag minister announced that Soviet wheat exports could reach another new record. USDA already has this pegged in at 31.5 million metric tons. That is versus last year's standing record of 27.8 million metric tons. There are beneficial rains headed for the EU and Australia, so it just appears that there is a lot of negative influences on the wheat right now. We will have to see, as the U.S. becomes the cheapest wheat in the world, if we can get some export business going and get a little bit of a bounce here in these markets and stem the tide of this selling. Spring wheat condition was raised 1 point from 33% good to excellent to 34% this afternoon. Taking a look at the corn, December finished down 2 3/4 cents at 363. We hit a new low for the year in corn at 360 3/4. That's just 2 1/4 cents off of the contract low at 358 1/2. And this is a new low settlement for the year at 363. Crop progress came out this afternoon with the corn at 62% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. Fun surprisingly, on Friday's Commitment of Traders report, we're still long 40,000 contracts of corns. A lot of market participants had expected them to have liquidated at long position and gotten short by last week. Export inspections came in below expectations, 691,000 metric tons versus estimates of between 750 and 950,000. In the beans, we've got November finishing the day down 1.5 cents at 935 1/4. USDA announced a couple of sales this morning, 198,000 metric tons to China and 463,000 metric tons to unknown, both a little bit supportive there in the beans. And also the funds on Friday's Commitment of Traders report were shown to be short 14,000 contracts of beans. That may be stemming the tide of the selling as well. Crop progress came out this afternoon. The soybean good to excellent condition was up 1% from 59 last week to 60 this week. There were beneficial showers across Iowa and west central Illinois today, also moving across eastern South Dakota, northwestern Iowa, southwestern Minnesota, and some showers also in northeastern Missouri pressuring the grains. Most of that effect on the soybeans, corn a little bit past the time where that weather can have that much of an effect. Also this week, the markets are keeping an eye on the Farm Journal Pro Tour, formerly the Pro Farmer Tour. There are two legs, one starting out on the eastern part of the Corn Belt, one in the west. They'll be taking samples throughout the week, and then on Thursday will release their final reports. There will be some reports there trickling in through the week. We will keep an eye on that as well to see if those results coincide and match up with the USDA's yield estimates from the August 10th report. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.